Hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned. My name is Shelley, and I am your host for this podcast. Today is another solo episode, and I want to remind everybody that we are archiving the group on Facebook until the end of June. I'm going to take a little break. I do this every year, and you can hear more about it on the previous podcast episode, which I'll link down below. And this will be the last podcast episode until July, where we will start our third season. I can't believe it. Three seasons already. But no fear, we are coming back bigger and better. Today, the episode is on my thoughts on self-development, self-help, whatever you want to call it. If you love this podcast, please leave me a review on whatever platform that you're listening to. I would really appreciate it. Okay, friends, on to the episode. So you probably hear some paper rattling in the background because I wrote some notes down this morning before I started this podcast, because I wanted to, you know, just talk about my thoughts on self-help, self-development, personal development, whatever we want to call it. And I came across this quote by Steve Maraboli, and I may be mispronouncing that, but he wrote the book on Unapologetically You, Reflections on Life and Human Experience. And he says, stop trying to fix yourself. You're not broken. You're perfectly imperfect and powerful beyond belief. That really, really, you know, when I read that, it took me back for a moment, and I just had to stop and think for several minutes, stare off into space. What are the implications for that? If we stop thinking that we need to fix ourselves because we aren't broken. Now, I do want to say that I myself have been in therapy, and not that I needed to fix myself, but I did have to work through a lot of past traumatic moments, which we're going to talk about in a few seconds here. And so how can I say this? For a long time, I thought I needed to fix myself. I thought there was something wrong with me. But traumatic moments from your past or your present do not equate to you being a broken person who needs fixed. It just does not equate to that. What it is you're a person who has had traumatic moments that you have to work through. And I really, for myself, found therapy to be a useful tool. And it may not be for everybody, but it was really very useful for me. And my traumatic moments actually began when I was born into my family of origin. My dad was an alcoholic. He was violent at times. My mother had a traumatic childhood where her two parents both died before she was 12. Her dad, a traumatic death. He got run over by a train and was, you know, several amputations, just a violent, violent death. And my mother was adopted along with her three other siblings. So my mother and my father both brought children into the world being victims of trauma themselves and beyond, of no fault of their own, they then put those traumas upon their children. Traumas are passed down generation to generation. So my mother was emotionally withdrawn. She was always, you know, looking after my dad. She prided herself on her personal perfectionism, even though her life was a mess. So from the outside, our house was always clean. We were always clean, although we were very poor. My mother had certain standards from the outside, but on the inside, our lives were a fucking mess, and my mother was a fucking mess. God rest her soul. And my dad was at times a very violent alcoholic. So, my trauma started really young, and I had three pivotal moments, 6, 14, and 17, times in my life where I was young. And now being almost, well, turning 59 here in what, 6 weeks, I realize just how young 6, 14, and 17 are, and things that happened that I had to deal with at that time without a supportive family to do that. So I carried these traumas throughout my life, and I still do. I mean, they're in there, and I'm sure I passed a lot of my trauma onto my children, which I've talked to them about that at great length. And when I was probably in my mid-20s, I got into the self-help books. And, there wasn't the internet back then. This was 1982. So, the internet, Google was non-existent. So, I spent a lot of time reading magazines and books. And I really just fell into this self-help addiction that I want to call it. I mean, it was a self-help addiction. And what I was doing was I was wanting to climb mountains. I was wanting, figuratively, I was wanting to, there was something inside me that I wanted to be better. I wanted to do better. I wanted bigger and better things for myself, for my life. And I just didn't know how to do it. So I got onto the self-help bandwagon, this train. And instead of climbing the mountains, all I was doing was circling the mountains. I was doing a lot of reading, doing a lot of talking, but I was not taking any action. And to compound matters, when I turned 40, I met a gaslighter and I ended up marrying the man, which then just took me down to this love to this level of despair and depression and until I was almost 50 before I really climbed out of it. And that's when I, ran away from home at 50. That was like the second podcast episode I did, what, 2 years ago. And I was able to come to this understanding of myself and also quit reading all the self-help books. And to me, that has been a game changer. Because what I tell myself today is, I am the best version of myself. And when I say that, I'm not saying that I don't have room for improvement in some areas of my life. But what I'm saying is, I'm the best version of myself right now. And I'm going to pursue meaningful and valuable activities. I'm no longer going to circle the mountain. I'm going to climb the mountain. And I would encourage you to really think about what I just said. You are not broken. You do not need to be fixed. You are the best version of yourself right now. And that's going to allow you to pursue these meaningful and valuable activities. One of the best things I have ever done in my entire life is start this podcast because I have met some amazing women who I'm now friends with, who I have other projects with, and it allowed me, I can't even explain what it's allowed me to do, how it's made me feel, but it's given me the confidence to take a look at my life and say, you know what? I am fucking A-okay. Yeah, I got some stuff. I got some stuff I got to deal with. I'm a little lazy at times. I, probably eat more bad food than I should. But, big freaking deal. In the big scheme of things, in the big picture, does that really matter? Or is it more important that we, after we've looked inward and, figured some things out, is to start looking outward at developing these connections, developing these relationships? Which has always been very hard for me because due to my traumatic experiences, I am more of a, I'm going to get you before you get me. And then I wondered why people didn't like me. And it's something I've really truly had to work on because still to this day, I'm just a little bit skeptical, just a little bit distrusting. But I'm really, really working through that. So I'm gonna give you some thoughts and some tips and some ideas that perhaps you can take with yourself. Now, in the self-help practice, there have been shown in scientific studies that there is some validity to these four things that you can do. Practice mindfulness slash meditation, keep a journal, stating what you're grateful for each day, and being charitable and giving to others. What I like to call doing good in the world, doing something beyond yourself. Because self-improvement should enhance you, not replace you. Because you have the answers. You have the answers to your life. How would or why would anyone else have the answers to your life but you? And that's where I feel like accountability really comes in, making connections, making relationships, holding yourself accountable, finding these ways to hold yourself accountable to the actions, to actually climbing the mountains, so you'll stop circling the mountains. So I would love your thoughts on this topic of self-improvement, personal development. As always, you can email me at shelly@shellydryman.com and I will post that email down below along with all the other relevant links. And we will be back in July with the new improved podcast, bigger, better, expanded podcast, bigger, better, expanded group, and a new website. Super, super excited about that. So, okay, friends, until next time, stay awesome.